Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 47, question 122. What is the first petition? Hallowed be thy name, that is, grant us first rightly to know thee, and to hallow, magnify, and praise thee in all thy works, in which thy power, goodness, justice, mercy, and truth shine forth. And further, that we so order our whole life, our thoughts, words, and deeds, that thy name may not be blasphemed, but honored and praised on our account. Now you'll notice that in this question and answer, there's a couple of different things going on. One is what is involved in the idea of God's name. They're explaining that in order to hallow God's name, we need to know who God is. And so God's name is not just a certain sound or a few syllables. God's name is everything that he uses to reveal himself to us. And that's why they include a right knowledge of God and praising of God in his works, through which, or in which, as it says, his attributes are revealed. So first of all, the name of God tells us that God is a God who makes himself known. And he does that by telling us his name, he does that by telling us about himself, but he also does that through his works, by showing us who he is. Well, then our response to that is to so live and speak that we reflect the character of God by what we say about him, as well as by how we behave as we bear his name. The Catechism appeals to Psalm 71 in proof of this question and answer. It appeals specifically to Psalm 71, verse 8. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. And that, of course, is a reference to hallowing God's name by our words. But I suspect they may have had in mind also, when they chose that proof text, how the rest of Psalm 71 continues, because it will go on to talk about hoping in God continually, praising him yet more and more. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness, verse 15, and your salvation all the day. It talks about making mention of God's righteousness and faithfulness. It talks about declaring God's strength to this generation, your power to everyone who is to come. And so Psalm 71 is about praising God. It's about praising God for his attributes. It's about praising God for his attributes as they are revealed in his works, which is exactly what answer 122 in the Heidelberg Catechism talks about in the way it expresses it. So I would see Psalm 71 as not just a proof text for a part of it, but as in a sense lying in the background behind the whole way the answer is formulated. So richly and deeply scriptural are the answers that we have in this wonderful catechism.